Captain Mike joins us, and Mike, hopefully the winds are going to finally die down. Maybe the tides will drop a little bit, got a foot tidal range. What are you looking at doing this morning, given the conditions you're faced with?
Well, I tell you, Don, it's always important for the Holy Trinity. Clean, moving water with the presence of bait. So that'll be, you know, what I'm looking for first. I'd like to find clean water that's moving, that's relatively deep. As we know from past storms, a lot of fish will move into deep water during a storm. So that storm wasn't too long ago, and I would imagine if those fish have started to fan out, maybe they hadn't moved too terribly far from that deep water. So we'll be fishing those types of areas, areas like Chef Pass, Unknown Pass, Bayou Thomas, those type of deep moving water. And, you know, sort of take an assessment after, say, 15, 30 minutes and make adjustments as you go. But I'm always going to look for clean moving water with bait fish in the area.
Gotcha. Mike, as far as I got a listener that wanted to know about fishing muddy or dirty water, what is the best color plastics? And you know, the old rule of thumb, which really sounds contradictory, is the dirtier or the dingier the water, the darker the bait you should use. And that's an old bass fisherman's philosophy. Do you find that, or is there some other rule that you use when you're fishing dirty or dingy water?
Well, I'll tell you, if I can't find any clean water, then I obviously want to find the cleanest water I can. And one of the three things we're looking for is bait fish. So if I can identify the bait fish, in other words, if I'm seeing mullet or if I'm seeing pogey or if I'm seeing shrimp, then obviously I'm going to try to mimic one of those bait fish that I see. When I see pogies, I like to fish glow. Mullets, I kind of like the silver with a dark back. And shrimp, I like the opening night or even blue moon type of color. Matrix has one called Magneto. That's a real favorite of mine whenever I see live shrimp in the area. One of the advantages I have as a guide is I might have three people fishing, and if we're fishing plastics, I can have somebody fishing a medium color like avocado, somebody fishing a dark color like purple or black, and somebody fishing a light color, and then we sort of take stock, see who's catching, or even if they're missing, then we know they're getting bites, and we can slowly set the other group up with the same color baits.
Gotcha. Any different choice for whether you work in reds or speckled trout, or you just stick pretty much with whatever the bait mimic is, you go with that?
Well, the other thing I try to do, if I have a hard moving tide, I want a bait that's going to make a hard or a lot of vibration. So when it comes to redfish, if I got a decent moving tide, I'll fish a spinner. If I don't have much of a tide, I may fish a spoon, something that sort of mimics the vibration in the water. So it's pretty much all about matching the hatch. Matching the hatch as far as bait selection, going with the bait that you see, and also matching the hatch as far as how much vibration is the bait you see putting off proportional to the amount of tide they're swimming against. Yeah. I know I said a lot there.
Hey, that's why they call you the forensic fisherman. Mike, this time of year, we're kind of winding down the tropical storm hurricane season. People start looking forward to a little saltier water closer in. Those bridges that cross from New Orleans to Slidell, Trestle Bridge for the railroad, the Twin Span, and then also the Highway 11 Bridge. It's become known as a World Series trout because speckled trout show up there doing the World Series, which is just a couple weeks away. Any indications of what we're going to see October-wise over there by those bridges?
I can tell you that I'm hopeful that we'll see some trout over there for the World Series, which would be a little break in, say, the last 5 years, because they've sort of showed up later, more like November. But this year, we've had saltier water close by all year because the Mississippi River's been low. So I'm thinking they just won't have to travel quite as far. We caught some nice size. You know, I would call World Series trout 17 inches or above. And we caught some of those in Lake Bourne last week. Now, this week, we didn't get a chance to do much fishing with the high winds and securing the lodge for this storm that went by. But I am hopeful that we'll see some soon.
Got it. Mike, tell people all the ways they can get a hold of you if they're getting ready to do a little bit of fall fishing and want to get on the calendar for some of those redfish maybe up in the Biloxi Marsh or if they're looking for speckled trout.
Very simple, Don. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana or the reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right. I guess you're getting a little late to start these days because it stays dark a little later this time of year. We're starting to see the days get shorter.
Well, after you have some kind of a tropical activity nearby, you want to leave when there's good light because there could be debris floating in the water that you wouldn't see when it was dark. So we are having a little bit of a later departure today.
Mike, did you get all that ingress of water hyacinths? I was up by Lake Pontchartrain shortly after the blow came through, and I'm talking about Francine, and for miles and miles it looked like the water hyacinths got dislodged from the Manchac and Tangipahoa area and maybe St. Tammany, some of the rivers and lakes, and just enormous rafts of them floating out there. Did they make it as far as you?
I did not see him personally, but I did have a client tell me he was driving across the Twin Span and saw quite a few as well. And, you know, I said the high water will sort of dislodge them. And then when the tide starts to come out with such velocity, it pulls them out with them. They'll die off when they get in that real salty water.
Yes, they will, which is not a bad thing. That's something we need less of, water hyacinths. Mike, thanks for the report. Good luck today, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo on National Hunting and Fishing Day.